KALX in Berkeley, sitting here with Joe Strummer and Bikini Babs. Well, we had some music on, Joe. A caller called up and asked if you thought that there was any other good music being done that, you know, was meaningful beside The Clash.
Uptones.
The Uptones? Really? Mm. How come?
You see, now, when we... In 77, right, we thought we were going to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Idealistically, naively, we thought we could, right? But it didn't seem it was being done with any intelligence. I mean, a lot of groups jumped on that sort of a bandwagon and just shouted anything out, obvious things, and it never really made you... It was too crude, I don't know. It wasn't a communication properly, somehow. And I just heard this Uptones record last night that I thought... I could hear that 5 times in a row and still get something out of it.
Had you heard them in England?
No. In England, boy, we don't hear anything in England.
So you
certainly not from here.
So you think it's their message and their lyrics?
Yeah, it's a bit of intelligence.
Uh-huh.
You know, it gives you something to feed on.
Well, what about the whole punk movement? Is that dead?
We got Susie and the Banshees doing... hippie Beatle numbers and wearing caftans and appearing with dry ice, you know.
Too much
and
style.
Coming on to Led Zeppelin's introduction Stravinsky music and, you know, Rotten's got himself a Holiday Inn bar band and he's, I don't know.
I heard he lived in L.A. now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where did old English pop stars go in the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
They went to L.A.